Thank you for calling Circle Services. Linda speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. I had I've been referred from American Home Shield, and they couldn't give me a date or time when they were supposed to come. I have an emergency situation going on, so I'm just trying to find out, can y'all give me a precise time or date when y'all can come?
Okay.
I have a reference number.
What's that number?
5611-97472.
5611-97472.
Yes.
One moment. Can you verify the name and address on that order?
Tamika Sewell, 3722 Berlin Ridge, Lathonia, Georgia, 30038.
Okay, let me just, one moment. Okay, this is in Georgia. So we have been booked up for plumbing issues in Georgia. Let me just see what's the earliest date
had a problem with y'all company because I've had y'all supposedly came out last weekend and the week before that. Y'all been texting me saying, are you confirming? Press C to confirm. Then y'all said that I canceled this, and I did not. So y'all have not come out to my house like y'all were supposed to. So I actually told them I wanted to another company. I don't know why they keep putting me with y'all, because to me, y'all not doing what y'all supposed to do, and I've paid. So y'all were supposed to came out last Saturday. Y'all kept texting saying, do you confirm? I pressed C on my phone saying C to confirm. Y'all never showed up last week or the week before. So now the hot water heater is leaking. The hot water heater is upstairs. I had to turn off the water. I don't have any water. I work at the sheriff department, so I'm around inmates with this COVID going on. I'm not taking baths or anything. No hot water. So y'all dropped the ball last week, and then y'all telling me y'all can't come today when I'm in an emergency situation. So I told them don't put me back with Serco, and they did. Okay, y'all did not do what y'all were supposed to do. Last week, y'all supposed to came. Y'all kept texting, saying, do you confirm? I put C, confirm. Nobody showed up. Also, the week before, same thing. Y'all told American Home Shield that I canceled the appointment, and I did not. So
okay, I went back to that order. It said a gentleman had canceled that.
How does a gentleman? No gentleman lives there. I'm a female. That's my house. Nobody else lives there. What gentleman? So that's not true. And I have proof of the text messages that y'all kept sending, saying, do you confirm? I have screenshots of all that. So it's no gentleman lives there. It's just me.
Do you know 770-990-3722?
Look at them. They got this wrong number again. That's not even my phone number. I called y'all.
That's why
I
was canceled. They were reaching out to that number.
I called y'all and told y'all that was my wrong number. Y'all said that I couldn't change it, that American Home Shoe had to call and change it. They said they did. That's not my phone number. I called y'all last week and told y'all that. And that's not my fault.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
But why haven't y'all? I called her and told her my right number. She said y'all couldn't change it. American Home Shield had to. They told me they changed it. That's my last four numbers of my address, 3722. My phone number is 990-3293. So this, I don't know why we keep going back and forth with this. At the same time, my water's leaking. My hot water heater's upstairs. So y'all been dialing the wrong number.
Okay. Well, I do apologize for that. But our next available day for service in Georgia isn't until around like Wednesday, the 3rd.
Okay. They told me Friday. They told me.
Well, let me see. That didn't even work. Uh-oh.
I don't even know why American Home Shield went with y'all again when y'all had dropped the ball already. So I told them to get somebody else. Now, I called y'all and told y'all my right phone number. Y'all wouldn't take it. It should be in the notes. That wasn't my phone number. I told them that last week. That was the wrong number. She said she couldn't take my number, that American Home Shield had to do it. So y'all still calling the wrong number. That's crazy. So this has been 2-3 weeks now with nothing. I've paid y'all the service fee or whatever. I paid that. He said they was going to get an emergency person out there to come do it because it was an emergency situation. They still got the wrong phone number. Talking about they called somebody counselor. That's because that's the wrong phone number. They still got the phone. This is some bull, man, some bull crap. I'm telling you. It's crazy. I'm professional. Yeah. All professional, that's all.
Hello? Yes, ma'am. I can get you for Monday, June 1st.
Monday? She's talking about Monday, June 1st. I mean, how is that going to be, ma'am, the thing leaking?
I mean, that's the only option that I have. I can get you scheduled for that day. I mean,
they said emergency service. They said they had a mercy service that's supposed to be coming. Y'all supposed to came anyway last week. Y'all the one didn't take the right number. That's not my fault. I called y'all and gave y'all my phone number. Y'all wouldn't take it. Y'all still called the wrong number. I told the girl y'all had the wrong number. She said, well, we can't change it. American Home Shoe has to. So then y'all supposed to came Saturday. Nobody came. Y'all supposed to came last Saturday. Nobody came. So you talking about June 1st? That's crazy.
I mean, so do you want to take that day or no? I mean, there's
June
pretty much
1st,
nothing I'll be able to do, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Y'all the one did wrong. Y'all did wrong here. Okay?
Okay. The order was sent over to us from American Home Shield.
Ma'am, y'all supposed to came. I called and gave y'all the correct information. Y'all didn't take it. So y'all the one dropped the ball. So you telling me June 1st, y'all need to get somebody before that. So I'm in an emergency situation here. I don't have any hot water right now because I had to turn it off because the thing is leaking. Y'all had the right information. Y'all would not take it. So why?
Okay, ma'am, just give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a refill. Let me see if I can get you
that's
a manager to speak with.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all didn't take the number. I told y'all the right number. Gave it to you. Y'all wouldn't take it. So y'all called the wrong number. They talking about somebody counseling. That wasn't me. Y'all had the wrong number.
And it was already confirmed that it was the wrong number. So then
I called them and told them.
Both companies knew.
Wrong number. Y'all talking about June 1st. Really?
I
don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know what they're trying to do. Some bullshit. That's what it is. Let me see, girl. My mind ain't even in the right state right now. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I don't know how it got in there. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead and take care of that.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get you a supervisor.
Yeah, I need that immediately.
Hello.
Hey, lady.
What's that?
Sign Northwest.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Right.
Messing around with them jars and stuff, got my hands smelling good.
That's
some nice stuff. My other fragrance that I got, it came, but there's one more that I need to order. It's for the soft scrub. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do a little tester on a small couple jars.
Okay, Ms. Duell, my supervisor told me to get your contact information, and he's gonna call you right back.
I need to speak to him right now, ma'am. I can't wait, take a chance on nobody calling me back because y'all have not been doing what y'all supposed to do. Y'all been telling me what you're going to do, and you have not been doing it. So I need to speak to somebody now. I can't take a chance on anybody calling me right now. I'm at work. I work at the sheriff's department. I'm not in a position to wait on calls, and I can't do it.
Hi, how are you?
Y'all got me in a bad situation right now. So I need to speak to somebody immediately. And matter of fact, I'm going to have to report y'all because y'all have not been doing what you're supposed to have been doing. I've given y'all everything you need, and you have not come through on two different occasions. So I need to speak to somebody now. I can't afford for him to call me back because I don't know if he's going to do that or not because y'all have not been doing what you're supposed to do. You're not a company of the firm. Well, he's gone. I'm not taking no fast. This home watching people on the phone. I'm coming in a minute, sorry, bro. I'm just trying to get
to you.
Okay, just one moment.
So I'm saying that
you're not home. Go ahead.
I just see how
she on the phone is company with her hot water.
Oh,
okay.
I'm go up there in a minute. The hot water is off. And take a bath on Saturday. They supposed to fix it and they have not come. So I'm on the phone with the supervisor now.
Okay.
I'll be up there. Yeah. I'm in a bad situation right now. I ain't taking baths on that.
Yeah,
I don't know how to take baths. I like showers. So.
I know.
But these people, I'm about to.
Listen, I got my AC fixed last week.
They tow up down to two.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
one
that.
One downstairs tow up. So
I had
one
to tell something like that because they wouldn't fix it. They were treating me like I bought it.
I don't pay these people. I don't pay the $100 service fee, and they're taking money out of my check. So they supposed to be fix the thing. They ain't.
I know.
So I'm in a bad situation.
I had to pay. They kind of fixed my AC last.
Who did?
Reliable.
How much was it?
I had to pay them check. So they had to. It was a week. So they took it and they replaced the speaker. Then they flushed it. And supposedly put more antifreeze.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So, with all that being done, it cost me, with everything in there, I think it was the most, like, I could add on a certain fee. It came up to about
$800-$900.
Uh-huh. I paid that. So, here we go. I go tell myself on the other day, ain't no pole at home. I called them. I said, man.